What were you saying about the sim? What is it called?
Simbangabi.
Simbangabi.
It is a Filipino tradition. This was what they did at my friend's parish in Orange County.
Okay.
At St. Timothy's. Shout out to Father Patrick and Katie over there. Simbangabi Mass. They celebrated a couple days ago. They also have one at St. Thomas Aquinas that many of our parishioners here at SJV go to. I don't know all the traditions of it, but it's a chance for Filipino Catholics in particular to gather and prepare their hearts during Advent for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
It sounds fun. And so we might even have one here next year.
Okay. Have you been to a trilingual mass?
What's that?
Well, we've been doing trilingual because at Immaculate Conception Day, December 8th in the evening mass, it was bilingual in Spanish and English, and we chanted the Agnus Dei, which is Latin.
So
we're
up
to three.
You're right. Agnus Dei.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get copyrighted.
And we are also doing...
I don't think so.
That's all in the public domain.
The Agnus Dei.
I think
it's been around for like 1,800 years.
Right?
So.
Who's gonna sue us? The Catholic Church.
No, we're not suing anybody in the Catholic Church.
I'm just kidding. We love Rome.
We love. Okay, so what are we at?
Why don't we start?
Why don't we start? Yeah.
In a prayer.
All right, let's pray in Spanish today.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
For some of our listeners, many of our listeners are bilingual, and they speak both English and Spanish. We've talked before here how the diversity of our parish is impressive. We have folks from the Philippines and Vietnam, various countries in Africa, Rwanda, Nigeria, Kenya. We also have some Europeans. So we have family from Poland. I think there's a couple families now from Poland.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to honor those who speak Spanish by praying, Oremos juntos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Amén. Amén.
Te damos gracias, Padre, por todas las bendiciones de nuestras familias, de nuestra fe, nuestra parroquia, San Juan Vianney. Te damos gracias en este momento por la salvación ofrecida a nosotros por Cristo. Te pedimos que nos escuches y nos guíes. En particular, te pedimos tu bendición sobre los y las que están escuchando este podcast, que reciban tu protección, tu amor, tu esperanza. Todo lo pedimos por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amén.
Amén. Amén.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. So there you go.
Beautiful.
I hope you guys could understand that. It's my very best Spanglish.
You speak very good Spanish.
It's easier. I'm not bilingual, but I can definitely understand when you're Espanol.
My Ohio Espanol.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I can. Yeah.
Gracias.
Eternal drama of our salvation playing out from the beginning of creation.
Our faith itself is inherently dramatic.
Dramatic.
So dramatic.
It's so dramatic.
And yet this is how our God loves.
He loves. He wanted you.
So welcome back to...
Dramatic Catholics.
That was really dramatic. Wow.
We just had a big old meal at Haymaker. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm full. So, I'm ready full. For
me what too. Did you have? For
a
nap.
I had the piggy plate or something like
the
that.
The piggy platter?
Piggy platter.
Oh,
it had baked beans, mac and cheese.
Have you seen that video?
There's a video about a baked bean?
Yeah. I don't know. I've just heard the audio. A baked bean. No? That's what they say. It is funny.
Huh.
But you had baked beans?
Yeah, mac and cheese, pulled pork, and ribs. But the ribs, after a while, like, because it was so tangy? Yeah, tangy. Like, I just couldn't. Yeah.
Do you look like you could when you're eating
I was devouring that. Yeah,
were you hungry?
I was hungry.
Nice.
I didn't eat all day for this.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah, all morning. I skipped breakfast.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
So I knew I was coming into this ready to eat. And then dessert was hitting. The donut balls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, so delicious. Yeah,
that was good.
I'm good for the next 2 days, honestly. Amen. I ate a lot. Okay. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Testify.
And Padre.
Thank you, Padre.
No. It's all Padre through the Lord's meal. Bounty.
We had a staff luncheon, guys.
Yeah, a little chance to celebrate with our friends from the parish office, as well as the maintenance team and some of our other parish leaders.
Yeah, that was nice.
I think it was fun.
I've never been to Haymaker. That was my first time.
Same.
It's really good. They have the blessed, what's that prayer
the called? The prayer before meals on the wall.
They have the Catholic grace, if you will, or prayer blessing of our food. Yeah, they're big believers in Jesus and...
Look at that.
Yeah, that was cute.
Patriotism. Family.
Oh, yeah, the flag right next
music.
To it.
Country music.
Country boy.
We're some Alan Jackson today at lunch, some Brooks and Dunn. Who were you singing?
It's this little girl from Vine. Do you remember Vine?
Vine?
Was that the video app?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
So there's this little girl, and she sings, country boy, I love you.
Yeah.
Now that we're gonna have to fight the copyright on that.
She's gonna find us,
dude. We had some interesting questions yesterday that we thought would be fun to ask you.
We had our youth group core team Christmas party, and
we don't mean to date the time.
No, because
this probably will come out like after Advent.
It's
by the
okay.
Way.
That's
okay.
Yeah, we're still gonna be celebrating Christmas.
Yeah,
this season. Will be
technically. One can celebrate Christmas until February 2nd.
Yes. Hey.
So.
My Christmas decorations will be up.
Exactly. And then Valentine's
Day. And then Valentine's.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, I always keep them up all year. That way
you
don't
have to. They don't have
your Christmas tree?
We.
HOA?
Yeah, we're not allowed to keep our Christmas lights up.
Oh, really? They live in a fancy place. But let me tell you, in York Township, Ohio,
you can keep them up all year.
There is no regulation. We believe in freedom. Liberty.
And the pursuit
of happiness through justice. Christmas lights. And they're just as pretty in October.
That's true.
Exactly. Okay.
And March.
I saw a TikTok video yesterday, I think, of this lady who keeps her Christmas tree all year round, but she decorates for the holidays.
My mom does that.
Valentine's, 4th of July, St. Patrick's, Christmas,
it's
Thanksgiving.
A holiday tree.
That's a really good idea.
Tree. Yeah.
And
that's what she does.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom does that. She's extra.
Mm-hmm. Extra?
She's extra.
What does that mean?
Like, she's a lot, but in a good way. In the best way.
Okay.
Mom.
Yeah.
Love you. I love you.
We all love you.
No, it's cool, though. It's,
yeah.
It's fun.
Extra can be taken in either good or bad. Like, oh, you extra.
Yeah.
Or you. That's extra.
Okay.
She's a good extra.
Thanks for teaching me that. What questions came up yesterday? I am curious.
So we asked, I asked a lot of questions because I searched up hot topic conversation starters because we were talking about something before that was pretty like everyone's in
We're talking about marriage.
Oh yeah, we're talking about marriage and proposals. And like
proposals.
How would you want to get proposed to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you want to get proposed
that's a really
to
good starter.
In front of your family or just you and your partner? And there was different answers.
Yeah.
And then... The question after, I was like, if you could choose a color to describe you, what color would that be?
Wow. That one. Boy, that first one about the proposal, what did most people say?
It was half and half. So really? In front of family, and then the other half was by ourselves, like you and your partner. And then
do something with your family.
Like
a party.
Announcing it.
Yeah,
like an engagement party but like just doing it by yourselves, the proposal.
Mm-hmm. And then there was the other side. I was like, well, you can just do it all for one. Like,
yeah, they'd like
in front of your family. Yeah.
But some people were like, that's a lot of pressure on
the guy.
I don't know.
Bah, guys are up to it. They should be.
No.
Whether they are, I don't know. That's a really good question. I've heard really beautiful stories of both. Yeah. I mean, telling your friends kind of just happen to be around a certain place at a certain time, and then they kind of like right after that kind of special private moment, the friends kind of jump out and congratulations. I've even heard of priests being asked to kind of hide sounds bad. I've heard of priests like kind of be in the area so that when they're ready, like they can come over and do a blessing, like an immediate blessing of the ring, of the couple.
Have you done a betrothal? I've just heard about it.
Yeah.
Not that long ago. A betrothal, right?
Well, I don't know, actually, if I have, because what I did a lot in Chile was called the pastura de argollas, the postura de argollas. And argollas, I don't know what it literally means, but they use their to mean the wedding rings. Mm-hmm. So how we say anillos here in Arizona, they would say argollas. And it's kind of the placing, it literally translates to the placing of the wedding rings. And what I did was typically I'd have them put their wedding rings and the bride's engagement ring onto the paten that I use at Mass. Mm-hmm. And I would bless and we'd pray together. And I'd ask everybody to pray as the groom put the engagement ring, not the wedding rings,
yeah,
the engagement ring on her finger. And in a way it was sort of formalizing the proposal.
Yeah.
And that was actually kind of a cool ceremony. I have not heard of it anywhere else besides Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it is especially there. I would love to do that here. So, I mean, anybody who's listening, who's engaged, if you'd like to have a special blessing of your engagement, call us at the office.
Yeah, I thought that was really...
623-932-3313.
Yeah, that's so cute.
It was really, yeah, it was really cool. Because it's really small and intimate. It's like, oh, like you're entering into like this...
Was it at church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen a priest like just... I mean, he would do like what you're saying, like bless the rings and kind of just like officiate like the engagement.
Those were always in the person's home. Because then they have like the engagement party right afterwards. So their home or in their backyard. And the only thing I'd be afraid of is, and I told them this, like, this is not the wedding. So we're not going to do the vows.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not going to mimic a wedding and call this like the pre-wedding.
Yeah.
It is just really a blessing of the journey that you're taking from
as an engaged
this day
couple
until your wedding day.
Yeah.
So in my mind, it's better to do it not in a church, just so that nobody be confused. But
that
in a church
sense
is also beautiful because that's where we get baptized. It's where we gather for the Eucharist. So
wait, it's called the
it was just like a rite of betrothal.
Betrothal.
Yeah. Like betrothed.
It sounds so royal.
I know. That's like, why I liked it. That's why I liked it too, honestly.
Betrothal.
Betrothal. It sounded fancy.
Betrothed.
Yeah.
I was trothed.
I was trothed.
It's so cute.
B M R trothed. Anyways, never mind. But the color, like what color did you say, Esmeralda?
So it was all funs and jokes, but I said black.
Okay.
And then Eliana, she was
sister,
no, you're more of a pastel yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I was like, that's two different colors, but what? Well, black's the shade. But I don't think I'm a black. I was just saying for fun and jokes.
Huh.
But I told her, I was like,
because you're like, she's very like, yeah, she said she's very, like friendly, yeah, and
wait,
light.
Eliana
and
said that she's pastel yellow.
Eliana said that Esme.
Yeah, that I'm.
Esmeralda is.
Yeah, because
okay,
I'm easy to get along with, mm-hmm, you know.
It's a friendly
color.
Friendly,
yeah.
And you know, like, that's thanks, interesting because,
mm-hmm,
so it's not your favorite color.
Yeah.
It's a color that you associate with a specific attribute or feeling, and that's how you would pick the color for somebody.
Yeah. Like your personality.
What would you say I am?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I feel like I want to say
orange.
I was going to say orange.
Really? Yeah.
I was going to say orange, borderline
orange
red.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say like a burnt orange.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
you're friendly.
Yeah.
Leaning on like the orange and, you know, but you're also like kind of like passionate.
You're passionate.
Yeah.
And you associate that with orange.
I do.
Yeah.
Like a burnt
as
orange.
A fan of the Cleveland Browns, I do appreciate that.
When you look at fire, it's just so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can get like caught in it.
Yeah.
That's how like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's poetic.
Yeah.
I feel really honored.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's how I feel about you.
I would have said like navy blue, but that's my favorite color.
Oh, yeah.
No, really, it's different. Yeah, it's different. Because like,
my favorite color is purple, but.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't say purple describes
me.
Well,
so it's interesting because I've always thought of yellow as like the color of fear.
Huh.
Like they would say,
dang,
don't be yellow. Right? Like, don't be a scaredy cat.
Because your face would turn.
Your yellow belly. I don't know where
yellow
that comes from. But like,
pastel yellow's a different type of yellow.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I know, obviously, she's not calling you scared.
Is it low-key, though?
But that's what you associate
but
that
color
with.
Well, it's interesting. And blue, interesting. What do you think of with blue?
Cool.
Right? Like, well, I would say cool, but like blue is kind of depressed, right?
Yeah.
You're feeling blue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Inside Out.
Yeah. I just watched that movie.
What is it?
Inside Out.
What
Disney.
Is that?
It's a Pixar.
Yeah, it's a Pixar movie.
It's a Pixar movie.
Inside
you
Out.
You should watch it. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's about,
I don't have Disney Plus.
I have Disney. We can watch it.
I don't
it.
Have it either.
We can
okay.
send it,
but
watch
I have
it.
Somebody's Disney.
Oh.
Penelope.
Whoa.
Thank you for
underscore
your Disney.
Not Cruise.
She shares her Disney account with me.
I'll give it to the Padres.
Yeah. Well, just to see that movie. I mean, I guess I should know.
Yeah, it's a good
I should know what people are talking about, but
it's a good movie. Coming out with another movie too.
Inside Out 2?
Yeah. Yep. And the feeling of anxiety is purple.
So like, if you haven't seen the movie, it's about different, there's like different emotions in you and they all have a different color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
It's about like them, all the emotions living in this little girl.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Riley.
I die for Riley.
I'm going to have to watch it just so I know these jokes. Yeah. So I am orange.
You're orange.
And I appreciate that. I'm trying to think now how I would describe you, because I guess I don't associate colors and feelings. Or colors and feelings. Like I said, I've heard of yellow being the color of, you know, kind of joking about fear and scaredy cats. Blue is being kind of down. Red is sort of appassionato, I guess, because you just think of like, you know, red roses and.
Oh, okay.
I
think of mad. I think of.
Or mad.
Yeah, angry. Mm-hmm.
Seeing red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Green
is kind
jealousy.
Of envy mm-hmm. and jealousy. Yeah. Money.
Money. Money.
Of course, it's only in America because of our dollars.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Delilah gave herself a pretty good one.
I said I was gold. I would use gold to describe me. Because like, you like gold most of the time, but it sometimes is a bit much, you know?
Wow. You believe you're a little much sometimes?
I think I'm a little much.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
No?
No.
But you like gold. Like, you can look at gold, like, it's so pretty.
But you know, it's like, it's a lot sometimes, you know?
Valuable, precious.
Ooh.
He has to say that. He's the potter.
She got a gold.
Oh, not a gold Bible bookmark chain.
It's Mary.
It's Mary.
Oh, the miraculous metal.
Yeah, it's miraculous metal.
I like the gold ones, obviously.
That's right.
I appreciate it.
But that's Delilah, you know?
I can see that. Gold.
Everyone can.
Thank you.
You are gold. Solid gold.
Mm. Ooh, solid. Thank you.
With a little sparkle.
Solid gold.
Yeah.
Did you agree then about being pastel yellow?
Yeah.
And then everybody ended up guessing some pretty similar colors for each other, which was pretty
interesting.
Like, yeah, our friend, my sister was like a cool blue.
Yeah, like a cool
blue. She's really mellow and chill. Yeah. But like, you know.
Then we have another leader, Noemi. We said purple because she's just...
She's a little out there.
Yeah, she's,
but she's kind of mysterious.
Yeah, she's mysterious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For Manny, we said green.
Yeah. Because he's a solid dude.
Yeah.
See, that's where I couldn't play. Like, I just... I think that's a great explanation. I just would not have come up with any of those attributes based on those colors.
What was the other question you asked? You asked another question. I don't remember what it was.
I asked about like best friends. Like, who's your best friend?
Oh, yeah. Who's your best friend?
Jesus.
Well, yeah.
Why do you laugh? No, of course.
What?
No. I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm being extra.
Everybody said
I'm
yeah.
Extra. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, my bad. That is a great answer.
Thank you.
Your
no, it's like when people
friend.
Ask. No, because in the seminary, we kind of joke about that. Like, somebody would be like, what's your favorite book? And you gotta say the Bible. Right?
Oh yeah.
Or who's your favorite saint? Well, Mary, obviously. But we know that those things are presumed, and so
yeah. So
if
you
you're
can...
saying who's your best friend, it's we're all gonna agree it's Jesus
for sure.
Greatest book ever written, the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest saint, Mary.
Mary.
You could make an argument to John the Baptist, since Jesus said that there's no one ever born of woman greater than him. But anyways, I know what you mean to ask. Is my best friend on earth, who is only a human and not also divine. And so I would say it is it's a combo. So my best friend in the priesthood and my order is Father Nate Wills.
Okay.
Father Nate is amazing. He's the kind of priest I want to be. And he's just a holy disciple of Jesus. He also has become a bit of a celebrity after 2 million Americans watched him on College Game Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dang.
On, he's the chaplain for the Notre Dame football team.
And so yes.
He's just an incredible witness, and he gives medals out before the game to the football players.
Oh.
And ESPN wanted to highlight that, and so they interviewed him. No big deal. And then 2 million people.
Just like,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you know. Amazing. That guy's awesome. And then my best friend in Ohio, and since I was a kid, what is named Craig. And I don't know if you've met Craig. He comes out here periodically.
I think you've mentioned Craig.
He's awesome. We joke about how old we are because we've known each other since we were kids. And that's 25 or 30 years ago.
Wow.
We got to know each other and started hanging out. And we've had some adventures together. We've gone through some, you know, each of us has gone through some pretty serious life stuff. you know, tough stuff, great stuff. Yeah. Our vocations. He's got two great kids. And he's just a, you know, a really good friend.
Two besties.
Kind of. That's what we're arguing too. He's we're like, saying if you have more than two,
they're just like friends.
They're friends.
Well, so it's tough, right? Because it's also, tell me if you've experienced this. Kind of having a best friend at work.
Yeah, your work
or
bestie.
Or a best friend in school. Mm-hmm. Like if you're, you know, taking college classes or studying abroad, some of our friends might have best friends from the military. You know, they're deployed together. Other people have best friends from their sports teams. You know, you kind of the other player on the football team that always had your back. I don't know. And so I feel like you can have multiple best friends, but sometimes that's really particular to your time in life.
Yeah.
Where you are.
Because it's just the word best that's in front of friend that makes a difference. Like your best friend.
So other than Jesus, who's your best friend?
Other than Jesus, my best friend is Jelly. Angelie. She lives in Washington right now.
Wow. Yeah. Washington State?
Yeah. Like a
Jelly.
Yeah. Jelly. We call her Jelly. Short for Angelie. But I was sharing because she doesn't live here. So, you know, usually it's the norm for people who don't live in the same state to, like, you know, distance and not talk as much. But I was sharing with David and Delilah. I was like, no, like, I talk to her every single day. Like, we're either Snapchatting each other, texting each other, calling each other, FaceTiming her. Like, it's every day that I'm in communication with this girl.
That's
and we've
awesome.
Been, we actually met here at SJV. She was in catechism when I was in catechism. So I met her and I was in sixth grade. And then we didn't become close until seventh grade because I came to Teen Club and she introduced me. She was the only one I knew from Teen Club when I came. And then she introduced me to my friends now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So we're still friends. So yeah.
That's actually a really cool story.
That's my best friend. I think she knows too much.
So we're she knows too much.
Well, I think you're both too young to remember. There was a kind of an idea back in the 1980s. It probably was from earlier, but I remember it from when I was a kid. They'd talk about how Russia wasn't going to bomb the United States because if they did, we would destroy them. But we were not going to bomb them because if we did, they'd destroy us. And they called it mutually assured destruction. M-A-D, mad.
Mad.
Mutually assured destruction.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like a political science theory, I think. Yeah. But we kind of joke, some of my friends that remember when Father Dave was just Dave. And maybe he had some adventures that I would not want to necessarily, you know, talk about during a podcast.
Right, exactly.
But I'll assure you that they had some adventures that we're not going to talk about on the podcast. And so share it about them, they might share those about me, and it's a mutually assured destruction.
You're
so
right.
We're not going to do that.
That's a best friend.
That's what Jelly has?
Yeah. Okay. So like you said, there's just some things you won't share on the podcast, but you just like you shared about your friend in Ohio. What's his name?
Craig.
Like you've gone through tough times together, but not even like in your friendship, but just like in life in general, being there for each other.
Oh, absolutely. He was there for me
like,
when
she saw me at my worst and she's like helped me a lot and vice versa. So it's my best friend. Sucks that she doesn't live here because I'm just like, girl, we used to live like 3 minutes away from each other. Yeah. And now she lives 1,000-something miles away.
But isn't it amazing? I mean, with, like you mentioned, Snapchat or messages, I mean, you can FaceTime. You could be in conversation kind of all day long.
All day long.
With somebody who lives way farther than...
I think it means more, too, that, like, I think being an adult and having adult friendships, because, like, I'm not in school. I'm not in, you know, you're not, like, around these people all the time. But you have to put extra effort into it.
Yep. Yeah.
Into your friendships now.
Yeah.
And be really selective about it.
Yeah.
Who's
so
your
like you
best
do
friend?
Have like
yes,
besties,
selective.
You know?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Like not even a mean way.
Yeah.
It's just like
There's
people you're gonna be closer than with than
for sure.
Somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a wonderful gift from God.
Yeah.
I'd argue.
I said it'd be my sister. I think like because
we're bestie.
Yeah, we're super close. And I didn't realize how like since she's been around, she's been doing ministry and stuff, and so people will see us interact with each other, and they're like, "Oh, you're like actually like cool with your sister." I was like, "You're not cool with your sister."
Right?
I didn't think people like were not close with their sister like that. I
and
just
for
assumed.
My three sisters who are listening, I love you guys. You're absolutely, totally my best friends.
Yeah, same, Alex. Love you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to put it.
Whoa.
But yeah, I think me and my sister are really close. Me and Penelope are also really, really close.
Mm.
I would say she's been like my a long time friend, but also like that like deep friendship as well. She's just been there for a lot of things. I'm also really close with like Ale and like so it's it's hard being here because like you have like you grow family here. I think
For sure.
So have we like, given a shout out to Ale, by the way?
I don't think we have. Alejandra,
and Alex.
She's our previous youth minister past two youth ministers ago.
Two.
She was one of our youth ministers. But yeah, she just had a baby.
Yeah, baby Camila.
Baby Camila. And shout out to Alex too.
Yes.
Her husband.
Congratulations, Camila. You both and your whole family.
Yeah, prayers to Camila awesome and family. You guys.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
We love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love have been you. Praying for them.
Also, thank you for my gift.
We did Secret Santa. We know. Alex had
me for Secret Santa, but I got this really cute beanie, Father, like a Cardinals beanie.
Awesome. Oh my.
And then the bird has a red lining. So cute. And this cute green jacket.
Yes. Yeah. Either Alex has really good taste or he had some help.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. It probably had help, but. Did the Cardinals hat have a sticker on it that said 80% off?
No, it didn't.
Because I got to tell you right now, it's the time to buy
Cardinals
and Sun Devils gear.
Yikes.
This was the worst season
why is ever. Is that why?
Oh, my Lord. It was so sad.
Let's just give it to Kyler Murray. Anyways. Oh.
if Mr. Bidwell is listening.
Padre agrees.
Yep.
I have a question. Did you say you celebrated Mass for the 49ers?
I did.
Wait, I got you just like casually mentioned it the other day.
And she was like, did I hear that right?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, you did.
I mean, my heart is absolutely there with the Cardinals. I love you, Cardinals. I don't know why you make me so sad, why you hurt us so often on Sunday afternoons, but we do love you and I pray for you. I'd be happy to celebrate Mass for you all anytime you want, but now
I'll be happy to sacrifice
the Ravens have asked me to. Have Mass for them, and they won.
Oof.
The Saints asked me to have Mass for them.
Really?
I did, and they won. And now the Niners, and they won. So, Cardinals, you don't know the power of the blessing of Jesus.
In the whole sacrifice of the Mass.
Yes, just let's do this. Rise up, Red Sea.
Wow. But How do you get a gig like that?
They asked me to.
Really?
Yes.
That's
crazy. And I'll tell you, friends, I'm going to... throw this out there, and it's a big risk because now people are going to be asking. I had Mass in 22 minutes, a Sunday Mass in 22 minutes, because that's like their time frame, because it's generally before the game. And so they have to be at the bus at a certain time. They have to get to the stadium at a certain time. They have to be able to, you know, stretch and prepare for the game. And so Mass has to be within a half hour. And so kind of working backwards, they arrived at the number 23 or 24, and I have gotten it down to 22, which is
that's impressive.
Complicated. When you factor in a Gloria, a creed.
He said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name."
Well, and a sermon that you know you may or may not want to tell a joke during. And now this past weekend, we're time stamping it here. It was the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, and so wore the rose colored vestments and no Gloria, so that helped with my time. But it's very cool because I'll tell you, these are men, and in this case, it was just the coaches and players for the 49ers.
Okay.
Big dudes. And yet, deep faith. I mean, it's so interesting, the kind of stereotype that we'd have of professional athletes. And I mean, as much as we joke about the Cardinals being bad, these are still professional athletes, right? So anybody at that level, and they make a lot of money, and they have some really cool experiences. But you can tell when they're there at Mass, they're listening attentively to the Word of God. And you know, they all came to communion, and they just have a devotion, and very respectful. You know, everything was yes, Father, no, Father. That was a silly joke, Father. You know, you're boring, Father, et cetera. But very respectful. And the coaches as well. And then as soon as Mass is over, I gave the final blessing. I wished them all the best. Of course, again, I was secretly hoping that the Cardinals would win. And they went out and, you know, got back at it.
They killed it. My dad went to that game.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it had to be fun.
Yeah, he had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
did
seats.
They have kind of a holy glow about them or a halo?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't 49ers? Ask. I bet they
I
did.
Imagine.
I would imagine.
Listen, being a priest is amazing. It is fun. There are beautiful
and kind of adventurous moments. Obviously, there's some tough ones. Because I'll tell you, there's been some families coming up to us and asking us to pray for their babies who have been miscarried or were born still. And, you know, we as Christians obviously believe in the salvation that Jesus offers and an all-merciful God. So even if the baby wasn't baptized, we leave it up to God how to celebrate that baby in heaven and the afterlife. But it's still just so crushing and sad for the family, this little baby that they've been carrying and preparing for, and to die so young is crushing. And so it's in a way a beautiful gift of the priesthood that we can be with them in those moments too. And we've had a few recently. And so you know who you are. We're praying with you and for your consolation and everything in between. Yeah. You know, the priesthood has been by far the greatest gift. I couldn't even imagine this life, and it's just been awesome.
It is awesome.
So anybody out there who's listening, if they have the sense that God is tugging on their heart, tugging on their soul to be a priest, come talk to me, because I'll tell you, it is, I'm not blowing sunshine here. It's just, honest to God, it's a joy. It's a privilege. It's intense. Damn. So I'm not surprised that you'd pick orange, since that's apparently the color you associate with intensity for me.
Because you're passionate.
I am passionate. Yeah. Well, you can't help it.
That was an orangey answer you just gave.
Oh, mm-hmm. Orangey yeah. answer.
I gave okay. the fire.
Yeah.
I got it. God has got it, and he gave it to me.
Yes.
Do you have another question?
Do you have time for another question?
I do, yeah.
One okay. More? I think this is a fun one.
Hot topics.
Are we doing serious or fun?
Is that like the Hot Pockets commercial? Nice. It is. I love that.
Okay, so since we're wrapping up the year.
Oh.
What would you call this year?
Or starting the year.
Amen.
Oh. Depending on what side of the calendar. Are we going based off of like the regular calendar?
Oh, I thought because Advent or the new liturgical year. The,
Sorry, the regular calendar.
Oh, okay.
Not,
it's okay.
Not our liturgical calendar. Our regular calendar.
Por qué no los dos?
Nice, qué bueno.
Right, thank you.
Bilingual. I'm trying.
Go ahead.
See.
We can do both. How okay. about you want to answer it?
Okay.
Okay.
So what would I call what
so
year?
So what would you call this year if you had to give it a name?
2023?
Yeah.
What would I call 2023?
If you had to give it a name.
Like a title? Like
yeah.
a book title?
Yeah, like a title.
If you could book title it, yeah. your 2023, what would it be?
That's a good one.
Well, I mean, maybe apasionado. That means passionate. To become passionate yeah. this year. In July, I became pastor of St. John Vianney Church mm-hmm. in beautiful Goodyear, Avondale, Arizona. The Diocese of Phoenix's number one Catholic church, host of the number one Catholic podcast in the West Valley. It's just amazing. I love this place
yeah.
and I love being pastor. So for me, my whole year has been sort of tied up in that, in that dream come true. And I am passionate. Sometimes that strikes people as a little much, a little extra.
I get
probably.
That.
Yeah, right? I mean, passion isn't for everybody.
If I'm too
it.
Much, maybe you're too little.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Así sea. So I would call this year passionate, apasionado. I am fired up, ready to go. Can't wait to see what 2024 brings.
Nice.
Let's get at it.
Ooh. This year has been really fast. But I would say unexpected. There's a lot of unexpected things that happened in my life this year.
Yeah.
That January me to December me would have looked back and been like, what happened? Like, shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not anything drastic, but.
But still.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
Yeah. And they were big events too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, I think risky. I think I've been a little bit more risky this year. And took some like chances and just like stepped out of my comfort zone a little bit. I think this podcast definitely helped me step out of my comfort zone a little bit. Yeah. Esme knows I struggle like talking in front of people.
Really?
I do.
I just don't see that.
I do. I don't fully feel comfortable speaking and like, yeah. And she's like, you have a degree. And like, that's always something that's been, I've been really self-conscious about. Like, yeah, I have a degree in theology, but yeah, I don't know everything. Like, I don't know a lot of things still. Like, I'd barely scratched the surface, it feels like.
I think you
know
a lot of
things. That's why I'm going back into it again. You know, I'm working on my master's, but yeah, I think it's helped me be more comfortable and just speaking like I do love our faith and it's exciting and I would like to share it. And I've been given a gift of like, you know, getting to learn and be educated. And I think that's fun to be able to share that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I hear you doing a great job with the RE parents and the times that you've spoken to them. I don't get the sense that
they freak
any kind
me out
of,
the most. Really? Actually, yeah, because they're adults. And I'm like, I'm a kid. Like,
no.
I feel like a kid still. I mean, I'm going to be 25, so I'm really not. I'm a young adult. But.
Well, I understand. Yeah.
It's just interesting. Like, I know I have something to offer. But
you have a lot
with
to
parents,
share.
I'm like, I'm not a child, or I'm not a mother, but I am a child. Like I know the other end of it.
Yeah.
Like I know what it's like being a daughter.
True.
I would say you're very wise. Thank
you.
You're wise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks. I'm proud of you too. It was a rough year.
Yeah, it was a rough year. It was. But we got through it.
That's the subtitle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what was the title again?
Our title was, I would say risky.
Risk.
That was my word. I could
I feel
describe
like I need to
in
change
the
my
year.
Word. I don't know. I don't think that gave just the right, the word I used wasn't how I wanted to describe it. TBD.
TBD.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And you said passionate.
Yeah.
Passion. Pasión.
Pasionado.
Pasionado. Last one then. What would you hope? I like to do a word of the year for next year or like
okay.
a phrase.
Ooh, okay.
So
I can do
think
that.
That's fun.
I could do
that. Or for 2024, what would be your... I've been thinking about it for the past couple weeks. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I prep for it.
Go.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Oh, that's part of it. I think let go.
Okay.
Ooh.
I think that's been my, I think that's what my, that's my thing is going to be this year, to let go.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Let go.
I've been sitting just... without it for a little bit. Yeah. I think that's something.
Do you feel
that's...
ready for that?
No. But I think like I will be.
Yeah.
I got two more
yep.
weeks, right?
Yep.
I got some time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Wow. So I think at some point we've mentioned on this podcast that I am a big fan of Going Deep with Chad and JT.
Yes.
That's a great podcast. And if you guys are listening, I just want to say I'm impressed, really impressed. And if you ever want to have me on, I'm happy to come out there to SoCal and be a part of your amazing program. But I would say often at the beginning, JT starts out boom clap.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that for 2024, I hope that it is the type of year where we can, as we're preparing for the coming of the Lord, we can all say boom clap. Christians, let's get after it.
Ooh.
Let's get after it. We have a kingdom to build. We have a lot of sinners to, myself included, to bring to the Lord for mercy. There's not going to be a shortage of people to forgive, to ask forgiveness for our own stuff. There's not going to be a shortage of people coming to the church who need physical help, you know, with gas bills and food and clothes, emotional help with, you know, some of the mental illness that's out there. And the Lord has given us so many opportunities as well as so many resources and so much love and good news. So yeah, let's get after it. Boom clap.
Boom
Christians.
Clap.
I think for me, my 2024 word of the year would be leap.
Leap. Ooh.
Leap. Like taking a chance.
Is it a leap year this year?
Is it?
Do you know? I don't know.
I don't know. But just, you know.
I like that.
Taking more chances. Mm-hmm. Challenging myself more.
I like it.
Yeah. Taking a leap.
Boom clap.
Yeah.
Boom clap.
Boom clap. Well, I hope our listeners consider that too. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
What's your word of
that's
the year?
Right.
Taking that to prayer. Like, I think that's something.
Let us know, actually, too. Like,
yeah, in the comments.
Leave us some comments.
What would be your word of the year?
Yeah.
For 2024?
And how would you describe your 2023?
Yeah.
What's the word for 2023 and your 2024?
That's the segment. What's the word?
What's the word?
Ooh. Who's
his,
the word?
His word.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
With that, would you like to lead us in closing prayer?
Yeah, let's put our listeners and our parish and all of our loved ones in the hands of our Blessed Mother Mary. We've been busy celebrating her in the Immaculate Conception under the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We are building our manger scenes and decorating the churches with Mary. And so knowing that she loves us as a mother does, knowing that she wraps her mantle around us and protects us like she promised Juan Diego, let's pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Who's your favorite saint?
Amen.
Oh. Mary, obviously. Second favorite saint.
Yeah, because obviously it's Mary. Oh, I like Saint Teresa of Avila.
Yes, she's awesome.
Yeah.
John Paul II. John Paul II. Love him so much.
Solid.
He's amazing. Praying for us now.
Solid man.
I really like Saint Teresa of Lisieux.
Oh, yeah. Also awesome.
It's a Carmelite man.
Teresa. Yeah. Well. God bless you all. Wherever you're listening to this, mm-hmm. Be safe, be joyful, be holy, and we'll see you at church.
Yeah. And next time on
Dramatic Catholics.
Bye.
Happy New Year's, guys.